We would like to speak to you for a moment about empowerment, what it means and what it does not mean. Empowerment is simply a way of returning to who you truly are, knowing what is true for you, and making your best choice based on that knowledge. Now, why is empowerment more an issue for women than men? Well, that would be because, once again, of the patriarchal structure. What woman has been taught is to be quiet, not to bother anyone. Not to rock the boat. And there are, in truth, times when that is appropriate wisdom. But there are times when you want to be able to look at your broader choices. This happens so often for women in cases where there is a way that they can be cheated. A woman really has to make that effort to return to her center in order to stop something that should not be happening to her. And when we look at this kind of thing, we know that we cannot control the behavior of others or the systems of others, but sometimes we are reluctant to do what we actually can do. And that is a thing that we want to simply bring awareness to ourselves about. We have, of course, been witness to occasions, let us say, that perhaps a man and a woman have been together in the woman's apartment, and something frightening happens or the relationship ends, and the woman will often say, "Take anything, just get out, but take anything that you like." And that is a place where, while we understand that feeling, you do not want to engage with someone you do not like, you also do not want to give yourself away. And you do not want to give away things that are of value to you. And so, woman has been overtaught the placating behavior. And so often, that is when you lose your power. Your power simply goes, and you say, "Well, that is just the way the world is," and sometimes that is the way the world is. But in other situations, where are you? Where is your power, and where is your ability to look more broadly at the situation to see what you actually can do for yourself? When we are looking at this desertion of the self, this happens for all women because of the patriarchal nature of the world you are in. But when we begin to take that power back, then we begin to look at situations differently. We begin to not simply acquiesce, give up everything without seeing if there is a way that we can care for ourselves, stand up for ourselves, do the right thing for ourselves. And this means that we need to add a bit of self to some of the ways that we deal with other people or other situations in the world. It does not mean that you are a troublemaker. It does not mean that you are trying to rough the waters. It does not mean that, although that is certainly what you will get back when you ask more questions about what is going on, when you are more insistent on your rights, when there is more for you to do, to speak for the things that are truly yours. This whole idea about the worst thing that you can do is make trouble is a lie. The worst thing you can do is to turn your power over when you do not need to. We are not at all saying that there are not some circumstances where that is the wise thing to do. But in truth, there are circumstances where it is not the wise thing to do at all. And when you give up your power automatically in every circumstance, then you begin to weaken your own center. You begin to become, without understanding it exactly, you begin to become the doormat. And that is not a powerful position. And what happens to a doormat is that you are stepped on, which is not at all what woman was intended to put up with. Now, this lesson goes past any one situation, and it goes to a whole way of looking at the world. And it is not an angry position we are talking about, but it is one where you hold and you say, I am going to step back and I am going to look at this. I'm going to look at this whole thing and I'm going to say, is there a place for me to speak for myself? We see very much of this in an unfortunate way in relationships that are perhaps not the best relationships. To avoid trouble, a woman will give up her power without understanding what it means to give up your power. What does it mean? It means that you are not strong, that you are not worthy, that you're the only thing that makes you a good person is that you do not have your voice, you do not have your will, you do not have any of that. And yet, when woman has acquiesced for so long, then you do not realize the damage that you are doing to yourself. So, uncomfortable as it may be, we would rather you look at the larger picture and see if you cannot find your voice for yourself and use that voice rather than giving away your worth, giving away your value, and giving away your power. That is a thing we would like to see you looking at the world in a different way. Because you have every right to be here. You have every right to expect what is right. You have every right to look at what belongs to you and to keep it or to choose what it is and where it belongs. If in the case of relationships, we believe that there is an enormous amount of abuse of women, because women simply do not want to use the energy to say, no, that is mine. You leave. You take what is yours, but you leave what is mine. And in this world, you are going to need to do that more and understand that that does not make you a troublesome person. It does not make you someone that there is something wrong with, but it makes you a person who is claiming the right to look out for yourself in the best possible way. And when you do that, you're entering into another of the areas where you are beginning to self-honor. To self-honor, even looking at the situation to see what can be done and where you could speak well for yourself in that situation. Even looking at it is an act of self-honoring. It does not always mean that you have to make it come out the way that you want it to, but we want to get our voice into the conversation of the world. It is dishonoring not to do that. Now, there are, we could go over so many situations for you, and it does not mean that some things indeed are not worth it. But what you must remember is that you are worth it. So do not give away everything without a thought for what is yours and what is right for you. And we have some fear about being judged for that. that if you speak for yourself, then you are the troublemaker, you are the one who is not doing the right thing. And that is not good. There is something dishonoring about that. And we do not want you dishonored. We want you reclaiming your strength and your center. And we want you to become, how do you say, substantive, a person of substance, a person who is not seen as simply someone you take from, but as someone who has a center and will hold for herself to the best of her ability. We understand this is something that is going to feel to some degree unnatural, but it is indeed something that we want you to begin to practice. The silent dishonoring, we need to say that for you again, the silent dishonoring that goes on with women in many situations in life must come to an end. It is time for you to know who you are, to know the strength of your center, and to speak for yourself and know that you have the right to do that. Not that you have to control every outcome, but to know that you are speaking for yourself. So we are going to take a little time and speak about this together in this teaching, as in all the teachings of light. May you be blessed. Begin to breathe easily and deeply. Feel a strong wind blowing, and let that wind blow away any energy that might have caught around you, blowing it away from your field, from your body, so that you are free of it and you're strong. Feel a golden light above your head, liquid and strong, full of love and creative energy, full of wisdom and kindness. And open the crown and open to all of those things. Let them flow into your crown and feel the crown open more widely, so that it is more able to receive what the universe wants you to have. Feel the flow of light into the third eye. And let the third eye open. And take in the golden light and become more powerful and intuitive, better able to know. Feel the golden light flow into the throat and clear the throat of any communication that might be negative toward you, any communication that might limit your ability to speak truly from who you really are. feel the flow of golden light into your heart. And see that golden light cover the garden in your heart. Touch all of the places that may be old wounds. Nourish places that want to grow. And feel the garden in your heart become a reflection of who you truly are, what you are creating, how you are growing. Feel the flow of golden light into the solar plexus. And feel the golden light displace any emotional energy that you do not wish to carry with you. Feel it flow out of your body, get away from your body, so that there is room for you to feel joy and peace. Let the golden light flow down through your body and into the second center. And feel that golden light begin to break up any shame or judgment that you might have carried with you in old patterns, in old thoughts, in old ways of being. All shame and judgment removed from your body so that there is only the waterfall of energy that clears and cleans. As things pass through your life, so that you are able to release what you do not wish to carry. Feel the golden light flow down through your body and into the root. And feel the golden light break up any blockage in the root, anything that would take away from you your right to create your own life, in your own energy, in your own pattern. And feel the flow of golden light throughout your body. And let it bring energy to the places that may be tired, soothing to the places that may be hurt, comfort and strength to the places where it may be needed. Feel yourself golden and restored, and feel that energy move to the outside of your body to make a field that calls to you all that matches who you are, all that matches what is good for you, what is fine and high and abundant for you. Move into your heart center and see a golden table, and know that a gift has been left for you on that table. Resting the mind, know the gift. When you've known your gift, begin to breathe into the center of your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.